was actually quite fun.
I actually quite also shook her hand because I'm actually kind of a big fan. I actually kind of wanted to meet her.
What do you learn from her?
I asked her also about how she wrote a book, and she told me that she wrote that book about slaves, because since they weren't being treated, because since they were put to work and weren't getting paid, and then yeah, she told me why she wanted to write a book.
Yeah, to teach that history, and that would be for you then. Talk about the importance of passing on that history that we don't forget what happened.
Hey, we literally just last night was reading the Black Panthers, the comic book, but it was more so to help the kids to understand about their history and what they can do, and what even in present time and what they can do in the future. We just wanted them to understand, you know, about our history, about our culture, and also share it with other people, right? So, because some people don't know about Juneteenth, and quite a few Americans had no clue what Juneteenth was. So we're happy to be able to teach our children this as Texans, but as Americans out.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.